It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off.
As a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Teresa.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Teresa T Squared is in the house.
Yay.
Yay.
It's been forever.
It has. I reached out to you to schedule, and then you were like, hold please. And I didn't realize I was on hold for a couple weeks. I'm like, wait a second.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. You've had some massive stuff going on.
Oh my gosh, more than you know. I mean, it's been crazy. So
what's been going on?
Okay, so my divorce is going through. I'm in the middle of that.
Which we've not talked about on the podcast.
No, before. We haven't. No.
So I'm sure tons of people listening can relate to the whole divorce process.
Right.
I've heard it's just a witch.
It's not fun.
No.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
No.
Not so it's fun going for through. That means it's progressing.
Yeah.
It's not stalled.
No. We'll probably be done by the end of May. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So it'll be done.
Yes.
Okay. People listening are going to be like, what? Janet said congratulations? What if she's not happy? I know you're happy.
I am very happy, actually, now. Yay. So, it's a lot of stuff.
You've switched places where you're working?
I have, because of some horrible, horrible stuff that went on. So, basically, what happened was 2 weeks after I was here.
Yes.
And I was going to purchase the place where I was.
Right, and move into the jet.
Yeah, and move into the jet. I found out that the owner got thrown in jail for fraud.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Just a lot of things have gone on. So the positive is it's given me some me time.
Okay.
And fortunately, the weird part was that the day that it was on the news,
my finger's not on the pulse of local news. I can tell you what's happening with Taylor Swift, but I can't tell you what's happening with Denver, Colorado.
Oh my gosh, it was so bad. But I had news stations calling me and things, and I didn't want to talk to them, so I kind of went MIA for a little while because I just needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out all this fraud, and I can't believe that I was blindsided for
crazy,
you know, 2.5, getting close to 3 years time, and not knowing.
Good thing is you have a new opportunity.
I do. I was fortunate enough to have 3 calls the day that it went up on the news from different people, offering me positions. I'm now at a place called It's a Girl Thing.
I love that name.
Yes, and the place who does my eyelashes. Is
That's
where I am.
Awesome.
And then I'm also working with my doctor at his office too. So I.
And your doctor, what kind of doctor is he?
He actually is a hair restoration and aesthetic doctor.
Is he like a Bosley type doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Is he Bosley?
No, he's not Bosley. He actually works at a Colorado Hair Institute,
but he works
for himself there. So he's just kind of his own entity in there.
Wow.
And then I do his laser services over there. So
that's awesome. Yeah. So you went from one job to 2 jobs.
Yeah, but you know what? And I'm still considering, the jet hotel has asked me if I still want to consider taking it. I'm not sure at this point. I think
3 jobs? I don't think so.
That's my vote. I kind of already have 3 jobs because I have my toxic twins.
But that's like a fun job.
Yes, but it's become...
is it getting intense?
It's getting busier and busier.
So we'll get to that in a moment. So when it comes to your vampire facials, are those still a thing?
Yep, those are still a thing, and we are doing them at It's a Girl Thing. So.
And you're still doing the vitamin B shots?
We will be, but we don't have that set up yet completely. But we will be doing those. I can't live without them. So
since you introduced me to that idea, I have noticed on what are those? I can't think. Groupon.
Yes.
And Amazon Marketplace, which is Groupon for Amazon. There's a lot of those deals going around. The B shot, the lose weight with the B shot deals.
The lipoline.
And I'm like,
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole world. I stopped. I unsubscribed in my email to those emails because I'm like, I'm going to get roped into stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The last one I bought was Botox. And that was a good deal. But I'm like, Janet, stop.
Yeah, you kind of have to be careful with those only because you don't know who your injector is going to be and you don't know. Right.
I went to a testosterone clinic the last time I did Botox. But I think they did well. My forehead didn't move for, you know, like a few months like it was supposed to.
Oh, good.
So it did its job, but I was like, I'm at a testosterone clinic. This is weird.
Yeah. Yeah. But as long as your injector's good, that's all that matters. Yes. So it's really great. Important.
And you're great. And so we need to update the website with your new stuff. It still has your old stuff because I was like, I don't want to delete it. Because I want people to know, but then I should probably delete it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's a girl thing. It's great because the girls I'm working with over there, Laura and Christy, are amazing. And
Good.
There's no drama. It's not some baloney.
No catty?
No. Oh, no.
No catty life? No.
Those girls are just funny and fun and sweet and honest and darling. And
are they listening to the podcast?
They better be or they're, I'm going to kick their butts. You know, they're going to have to answer to me at that point. I don't think they'll like that too much.
So talk about spreading the love. I pimped myself out. Not really. I didn't get money for it. But I went on to another podcast this last Sunday.
Yes.
It's called Hillbilly Nerd Talk. And I've been kind of obsessed with this podcast for the last several months. Mm-hmm. They have been my Monday. That's what I listen to every Monday on my way to work, except this week because I can't listen to myself.
Why?
Do you listen to yourself on these?
Yeah.
I think
I'm a dork, but yeah.
I listen and I'm like, Janet, you could have been so much smarter in that response.
Well, that's the beauty, I think, of this, honest talk is you don't have to necessarily.
And they were so cool. It's a couple. They're from Kentucky, the Appalachia area. And they live in like a small town. No one in their area really knows they do the podcast.
Oh,
so
really?
They'll like talk about the ignorance that is around them.
Oh, that's hysterical. So I have to go on it.
Yeah. And coming from a small town in Missouri, I can totally relate.
Yeah. Like, small town in New Mexico here. Same deal.
I'm so happy to say that a lot of the people that I graduated high school with have moved on and they, you know, have made something. But then you go back and you're like, that's the same person I saw at that same spot 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to New Mexico. Right. Same deal there.
And they're so intellectual. Like I was so nervous. And Steve listened and he's like, wow, you had some really good comebacks. You had some really good responses. I was like, it was all them.
See, you should listen to yourself. Yeah. You should. You won't be embarrassed. You won't.
I started to and I was like, oh my God. No.
Well, you listen to yourself on here.
No. I don't. Is that bad?
No, I think
see a lot of people are like that. I'm glad that you can listen, though.
I think it's okay. I think it's okay.
Sound like a dorkwad.
I don't think so. Okay. You haven't yet, so I think we're good.
So if you're into that, like expanding beyond Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, listen to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. It's on hillbillynerdtalk.com. Very easy.
Yeah, cute. It's a cute name, too.
It is. And they're just adorable. They're adorable. Now, speaking of your band life.
My band life.
You have like 3 sexy shoe Sundays, I swear.
Oh, well, I am going to tell you about the sexy shoe Sunday. And this is why I'm a little pissed off at people right now.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Somebody went on my girls, Mistresses of Metal, the two girls that I've talked about, okay. Missy and Carrie. And somebody flagged and deleted one of Missy's sexy shoes.
I saw that. So Carrie posted about it.
Yeah, so we're having a vengeful moment. And we're
going to... Do we know who?
I don't think Facebook will let you know, but I have to tell you, we're being very vengeful right now, and we're putting up as many as we possibly can.
Is that what's going on? I'm like,
yes,
it's Tuesday. I'm getting Sexy Shoe Sunday posts.
It's our big... Letter F and letter U, right there.
It's our big letter F and letter U.
It is. So we're all slamming it on there. And then I had a guy on there, two gentlemen actually, one who is interested in doing stockings and shoes. And he used run like a stockings website. And then the other one wants to take Sexy Shoe Sunday and turn it into a page like you and I had discussed prior.
Right.
And but he wants to do it because they're local girls and he thinks all my girlfriends are beautiful. And so he wants to
create a fan club.
He does. And it's funny because he's like, it's so nice to see like girls that are real putting that on there and they're not all just a bunch of models and it being all this edited stuff.
And porn whatever. Star dancers.
You're reading my shirt.
I'm taking a picture of this and posting it later.
My shirt does say Porn Star Dancer. Yes. It's actually a song.
I know. Who sings it? I have it in my
Darkest
phone.
Days. Yes. It actually says it's it on the back of my shirt, but people don't usually song. Read. Yeah.
It's very back. Motivating.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Because I'm like, I could not. Let's get there.
I wore it to Sam's Club the other day and people were staring at me. And then I wore my Hooligans Holiday played this weekend at Herman's. And I was wearing my Hooligans Holiday outfit, which is a little hot. But the shirt on the back says Pussy Trumps All.
Were you in Sam's Club?
I was in Sam's Club because I had
They're
to go pick up something.
Dress code because of you.
I had to go pick up something, and I actually caught people taking pictures of the back of my shirt because
Did
of it.
Did you say, "Hey, my name is Teresa Terry. Tag me, please"?
No, I just thought it was hysterical because they weren't sure what to do because they pretended like they weren't, and I'm like, "I so heard your camera."
That's hilarious. Turn the sound off, people.
I heard it. There is a silent camera app. I'm just saying. So I have it because I use it.
You're
to
hilarious.
Goofy crap. So
I would do that if I were like in a restaurant and like Miranda Lambert was sitting next to like us. I would totally end up doing that.
Yeah. Be doing selfies like
Miranda
leaning
and
over.
I having dinner. Oh crap. Check please.
Nikki Six said that he was so annoyed. He was at a restaurant one night and some people were taking pictures of him that he picked up his phone and started taking pictures of everybody else in the restaurant.
Well, that's
and they
good.
Were really uncomfortable and he was like, see that's how uncomfortable it is.
Now Hooligans Holiday was at
Herman's Hideaway.
That's a lot of H's.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
The next time this happens, let me know. Send me the information. I'll post it all over our page. Because I'm all about self-promoting. This is Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. My co-hosts, this is our thing.
It's a group thing.
I think I saw your invite, but I didn't. I was like, busy. I didn't into Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine mode.
No worries.
It's like
no
Janet worries. Mode. Nope. I am going to organize the kitchen because I rock. And that's seriously what I did. My kitchen is top-notch OCD'd right now.
I totally want to see it because mine's like not. So
it's been 5 years. I found letters to the exes in the drawers. I'm like, oh, good. Yay. Trash.
You're right. Shredder.
That is the thing about this house. Every time I go to clean something I haven't or organize something I haven't, I just know I'm going to find X stuff.
Yeah.
Like this basement, it was a nightmare. I had bags of clothes. I had boxes of ex-wife stuff. I'm like, this is the ex-wife stuff. Will you please call her and tell her to come get it when I'm not here?
Oh, that's what the big trash cans are for, actually. So
I know,
that's
but
what
you never want to, like, destroy someone's memories. Well, I did in the kitchen because, yeah, she's not in this state. She's not going to come back to this house ever in my head. So crazy.
I hear you.
So when the ex moves out, do the ex disinfect? Because Steve did not.
Oh, well, that's another thing that's probably going to change.
What do you mean? Are you moving?
I might be moving to Fort Collins.
Hold, please. Okay. Excuse me, people listening that aren't from here. I'm in Parker, Colorado. I'm pretty much in Mexico. You're moving to Fort Collins, which is pretty much Canada. What are you doing? I'm sorry.
Is this why you
were like, yeah, there's lots to say?
Lots to say.
Wow.
Lots and
what's
lots.
In Fort Collins?
You mean who?
Oh, there's a who. I'm like, what are you, because your new job is where?
It's in Denver. Okay. It's actually only 15 minutes longer than what I was driving anyway, so it's no big deal. So
I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's because I'm being selfish.
Well, I can still come down
here. As long as you're happy.
I'll just have to stay down here longer.
Yes. And or we'll have to do like weekends when I'm not working.
I'm in. Yeah, because I'm not working weekends from now on. Period.
That's awesome. Except for your band gig.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Hooligans Hideaway.
Hooligans Holiday.
I knew I was going to do that.
At Herman's Hideaway.
Right. Hooligans and, Holiday. Anything
and Rush Archives
to promote?
Open. Rush Archives open for them. Yeah, we no longer have our original singer. We have a new singer.
Change is sometimes good.
His name, it's awesome. His name's Vince Thrill. And it's Thriill. And he's in Phoenix, so we fly him in for gigs.
Wow.
And he's amazing. Great guy. Has an awesome wife. She's a real sweetheart. Absolutely adore her.
Does she come in with him?
She did this time because it was his first show with us. And she's really cool. We have a bunch of shows in Sturgis, so we're all going to go together. And it's going to be a bunch of fun.
You're going to have to videotape some stuff and send it to me. Like, not the bad stuff. Do like the 9 a.m. to noon stuff.
Define bad.
Like, I don't want to see any V's.
Oh, I don't want to see any V's.
Okay, but I've heard it's like a whole free for. It's like a college V's and student pasties. Spring break mm-hmm. in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward 20, 30 years. Happy Sturgis.
Chicks with boobs that hang down to their belly buttons right around
and
with
they have pasties on the nipples.
Yeah, or they get painted and they look, it's a little...
That's what you gotta like send me at least pictures galore.
Those are hysterical. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you're going to Sturgis.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could ever handle it there. I would have to be smashed from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep to be comfortable. Well, it's not my jam.
That's kind of why you go to Sturgis. So you can be smashed from the time you wake up until the time you go to bed.
So I worked at the Grizzly Rock.
Yeah.
And that was very much out of my element, not the country scene, but
right.
I'm a kick-ass waitress, if I do say so myself.
Yes.
And I, it you was were, good money.
She was, because she waited on me and she did a wonderful
yes,
job.
I did.
Yes, you did.
I did. Mm-hmm. And it was just not my cup of tea. Those people are just different than country people. When you work at the Grizzly Rose for 3 years and then you go to the Grizzly Rock, you're like, Vanilla Ice, I think I got high from all the pot around me.
Oh, yeah.
That does.
We're in Colorado, so.
But that doesn't happen at, you know, John Michael Montgomery concert.
Oh, come on. Those guys still smoke pot, and they you know
might,
it. They do.
But not their fans.
Let me throw a name out there. His name's Willie Nelson.
Yes. He's actually playing where I'm from tonight, in Springfield, Missouri.
Well, and, yes. And speaking
He's like the godfather of pot and music, right?
Yeah. He is. That goes together. Why do you think they write those country songs?
Right. But they don't typically, like, there are those country concerts you go to, Cross Canadian Ragweed when they are together. No? Okay. That was
my blank look. You guys missed it.
That was one of those groups. There are some concerts, you know, it's more prevalent when I don't work there regularly now, but every once in a while I'll fill in at the Grizzly Rose.
Yeah.
When I do have those patches where I go, I smell Colorado, but freaking Vanilla Ice, it was like wall-to-wall Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't even legal yet. It was...
Yeah, well, yeah.
Crazy. And Texas Hippie Coalition?
Why do you think they're THC?
I didn't get that till that night.
Gotcha.
What's their big song? I have it
on
my
phone.
Oh,
they have a bunch. I'm not sure which song you're referring to. They have several.
But yeah, I like one song. It's still on my phone.
Yeah,
but
they're good.
Not my jam.
Well, you'll be happy because I've been forced to listen to country music off and on recently, and I'm not hating it.
What's your favorite song currently in country music?
Okay, I don't know the name of it, but it's a hysterical song about drinking, and he found his car in the pool, and why is the sign laying out in the front, and who's that passed out in his living room? I got to find out and tell it to you, but it is
sounds hilarious.
Hysterical. And the other one is, you're going to close your eyes for this.
Yes.
So I don't know who, I don't know the names of these people. Yeah. But those are two of the ones
That's
I like.
That's how I am with the rock music I know. I'm like, what's that one song by THC? You know. That's how I am. So we're on the same field. It's just different ball games. Woo, look at me. All right, let's do Woman Crush of the Week because we're going to. All
right, you first.
No.
Yeah.
On our notes, I put you first intentionally because.
Okay, all right. So here.
Hold on. Should I go first?
Are you going to make me cry?
No.
Okay.
But the last time. Yeah, you make me cry. You're not going to make me cry, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. All right. Is it all you, T squared?
Okay. So I've known for a week who my woman crush is.
I saw that. So yes. I've been anticipating this for a while. I don't know who it is, but I've been anticipating the fact that you have been anticipating this.
She's actually a new friend of mine. She's dating an old friend of mine, Adam, who you have met. He's the bass player in Hooligans Holiday, and her name is Misty Ackerman.
Okay.
And
wait, did I meet Adam at a sushi place downtown?
Yes, she did.
Okay, just making sure.
Yes. Yeah, so anywho, so
Misty is dating Adam.
And Misty is dating Adam.
And you're friends with Misty?
Yes.
Still?
Oh, yeah.
Forever?
Oh, okay. She's darling.
So why is she your woman crush of the week?
Because now that I've learned a lot about her, and she never fails to amaze me every time we talk. She's always positive, upbeat. She's beautiful. She's got a heart bigger than her whole body. She's had a lot of obstacles in her life. She's came from a really rough family, murders, things like that in her family.
Oh my gosh!
She's homeless, living in an abandoned house by herself, and all kinds of stuff. And she managed to get her nursing license, and now she's an executive in a care home. And she's she just has this way about her in the way she talks to you, and she's got a hysterical laugh, so she's so funny.
I love laughs that are contagious.
That she has that laugh, and aww, she has a way of just building up any buddy around her and calling bullshit on the things that she needs to call bullshit about. But she will just, she's just so, she teaches me something every time I talk to her. So.
And how close, have you hung out with her a lot?
No, only the last few weeks. So it's just been recent, and she's just amazing, and I just love her.
You are amazing.
She's darling.
You are amazing for sharing such an amazing woman crush of the week.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Love her. So,
well, that's awesome.
Yeah. She's a keeper for sure. For sure.
My woman crush of the week, I don't know, but I don't think a lot of other people would know either unless you saw her picture on Facebook. Her name is Rachel Hollis. She's of the Cheek site. And you probably saw her picture when scrolling through. You just didn't realize it. Because I saw it several times until it clicked, like, why is this chick I don't know showing up on my feed?
Okay.
So she shared a picture of herself, and I'm going to share it on our website, twogirlsinabottleofwine.com, in a bikini, and she shared it on her Facebook page. She received almost 9,500 comments, and women started sharing their own stories of body image, specifically people that have had children.
Yes.
Another 32,000 people hit like, and 40,000 plus more shared it on their own pages.
Yes.
Why would someone share a random picture of a chick? Well, it was partially the image itself of a beautiful, confident woman and mom living it up on her beach vacation. She didn't have a cover up. She didn't have worries. But it's also the message that accompanied the picture, which said so much. And I was like, wow, you know, I haven't had kids, but I have body image issues, and for someone that has had kids to share something like this, like, this is what she said. I have stretch marks, and I wear a bikini. I have a belly that's permanently flabby from carrying three giant babies, and I wear a bikini. My belly button is saggy, which it's something I didn't even know was possible before, and I wear a bikini. I wear a bikini because I'm proud of this body and every mark on it. Those marks prove that I was blessed enough to carry my babies. And that flabby tummy means I worked hard to lose that weight that I could. I wear a bikini because the only man whose opinion matters knows what I went through to look this way. That same man says he's never seen anything sexier than my body. Marks and all. They aren't scars, ladies. They're stripes. And you've earned them. Flaunt that body with pride.
I've always referred to them as your tiger stripes.
It's crazy. Yeah. And again, I haven't been there, but I already have body image issues. I can't imagine to go through having a baby and your body going back and forth. I've had friends that have lost 20 pounds and then they find out they're pregnant and it's like,
oh, ah, right.
Yay, congratulations. But, you know, they're like, damn it.
You know, I'm fortunate. Like, I was just talking to my photographer about this yesterday because he's mm-hmm. editing some more pictures that are about ready to go up. And Yay. So, and then we're doing another shoot. Not this coming week, but the following wow. week. But the thing is that it's like I told him, he wanted to put one photo up and I said, I don't like that picture because I don't like my tummy. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I've always hated is because I have a mommy tummy and that's what I call it. And, if they're men, real men and gentlemen, they're not going to think that you're belly is disgusting and things like right. that. I think it's more in our own heads, kind of like
it is
when Carrie, that butthead sprung that she was, that I was her woman crush of the week. She shared my body image issues with everybody and her body okay image issues. No, yeah. I told her okay. it was okay. Right. And there was right. a reason for that because people need to understand that it doesn't matter if you were heavy and you have body image issues or if you were thin and had body image issues, it all boils down to the same thing and it's all painful and it doesn't matter.
Emotionally, mentally,
yes.
Sometimes physically.
Yeah. And the people in the modeling industry beat me to shreds. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest with you, I was actually up to be a playmate for Playboy and they asked me to get a tummy tuck and a boob job. And when I finally figured out that I thought that was just too aggressive because I'm sorry, I already have boobs. And secondly, I didn't want, you know.
Right. To go through all of that.
To go through all of that just to be in a spread in some magazine and to be ignored later. It doesn't matter, you know. Right. I've been a public figure. I still am a public figure. It doesn't matter, you know. But I told him I wanted those pictures changed because of me. Mm-hmm. And he told me that he felt that I was crazy and everything else. Toby thinks I'm crazy that I hate my belly and they all think I'm beautiful. So a real man and a real gentleman will believe in that and they will see through that. It's us who have to get past it.
Right. And if you have a real man, a real gentleman that can get past that, can love that for what it is.
Right.
It's going to be easier for you to accept it.
Yeah. Except for the fact that I do a procedure. Let's get back to work. I do thin out stretch marks on women. So oh. I do a stretch mark reversal on women.
I didn't know that
with
existed.
With a skin pin. Mm-hmm. Yep. We just pin their body. We use a skin pin. We do ablations where we actually create holes and tear the skin apart so that it's forced to close tighter together. So we'll never actually completely get rid of them, but you can reduce them in a big way, and I've reduced mine quite a bit. So,
wow.
I mean, I do several more on myself, but.
And there are some people that have babies that don't have the stretch marks. It's all about
heredity. My mother had five and didn't get one. I don't know how that happened.
So, on your next trip to the beach or pool, ladies, remember Rachel's words. Rachel Hollis, you can Google her, embrace the revolution that motherhood takes women through. If you've ever given birth, your body's done something incredible. For some, several times over. Don't hide it.
Absolutely.
And I was very inspired by that.
Yeah.
And I know people listening are like, well, she hasn't even had kids. But you know what? We all are women. And I want to say 95% of women have body issues.
Oh, yeah. It has nothing to do with kids.
We can all sit around for hours and complain about our body.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We can. I don't know. I mean, even in coming from the professional modeling world and coming into this, you know, just getting out of it and then getting back into it. I don't think I ever heard anybody say that they were comfortable in their own skin. I have to be honest with you. I don't care who they are.
Right. I've met some women that I think might be close.
Right.
But, yeah.
But you never know what they see in the mirror when they look back at themselves.
And I think some men have that issue, too, but they don't verbalize it.
I think that's very true. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's just there's this media perception of perfection, and none of us can really hit that.
Right.
None of us are going to be Kate Moss. She can say all she wants that, you know, thin feels much better than anything else tastes. Guess what? I have to eat.
Oh, sorry. I love food.
I can't function. I can't function without food.
I love food. That's all I'm going to say.
So speaking of the famous people, let's talk about Hollywood happenings.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Fergie turned 40.
Yay.
Do you like Fergie? I thought you might like Fergie.
I like Fergie.
She's a sassy chick.
No, I
don't. In the music world.
I don't like her music, I have to tell you.
She's
No.
I love her music.
No, she's part of that overproduced. Millions, making millions off of doing a My Lady Humps song. And
My humps.
You know, and you know, really, it's not even music that anybody plays. It's all technology and put together. And but her as a person, I think she's beautiful. I think she's lovely. I think she and Josh Duhamel make a really cute couple. So they can actually say that part.
And she had a big birthday party with her husband. And it was last Friday. He knew just what to say to make it even more special. Guys, take note. Get a pen and paper. Wait for it. Are you ready? Do you have the pen and paper? Okay. Very simple. Happy birthday to my girl. 40 never looked so good. Just freaking tell us we're beautiful from time to time, right?
Right.
That's all we need.
Right.
Very simple.
Yep.
I don't need diamonds. I don't need gold. I just need you to stop and be like, whoa, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
And I swear, no man I've ever known has gotten that down. I have to ask, so how do I look? And then it doesn't count.
Right. And then usually they're like, oh, you look great, baby. And you're going, did you look?
Right.
Did you look? We should purposely like put on something that's just we know is absolutely disgusting. And then just say, you know, what do you think, babe? And just see if they give us an honest answer.
Oh, that would be funny.
Oh, that's a test. Do the man test. We're doing the man test.
I have a bathroom where I get ready and Steve has his own bathroom.
Yeah.
So I could like walk by with a sexy outfit and then like come in with like an outfit I had hidden like a onesie or sweatpants and be like, so babe, what do you think?
Oh, we totally should do that.
Yes, you do it.
I'll do it. Yeah.
And we'll come back.
I'm in.
All right.
I'm in. Other ladies, you have to respond. You've got
to
do it.
So much fun. What's it called again?
We'll call it the man test.
The man test.
Yeah.
The man test. All right, ladies. Let's join together. Let's do this. Molly Sims, she's model, actor. She welcomed her second child last Thursday. I think she was on Vegas with Josh.
Yeah, she was.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Fergie's husband.
Yeah.
She put a picture on Instagram posting an incredibly sweet photo of her new baby girl, Scarlett May. Thank goodness it's a normal name.
Oh, I know. What's the Blue Ivy and East meets West or whatever the
Northwest
idiot named his kid and... you
Speaking
don't
of
get
the Kardashians,
me started on them.
Well, actually,
here we go.
The model of the moment is Kendall Jenner.
Ugh.
She's slipping into Calvin's for a limited time only, but instead of just modeling their famous underwear like Justin Bieber recently did, Kendall is flaunting their limited edition denim line. After buzz of Kendall's involvement with the brand started building, Calvin Klein confirmed the exciting news this last week via their Twitter with a photo of Kendall Jenner in a bra and overalls. You have to admit she's a pretty. She is not Kim Kardashian. She is a beautiful child.
She's a beautiful child who's already had work done.
What are you talking about?
Can take a side-by-side pictures of her. She's already got filler in her face. She's what, freaking 19, and she's posing in a bra and jeans, whatever. Oh, I can't say anything
much
about that because...
When you were 19...
Brooke... what's her name?
Brooke.
She did the original...
Brooke Shields?
Yeah, Brooke Shields.
Yes.
To the original Calvin.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing comes between me and my Calvins when she was young. But But the thing is that they're taking someone who's famous for not doing a damn thing with their life.
But she's actually making a name for herself in the modeling world. It's her sisters.
Yeah, but that's how that she got there.
Right. So she like tagged onto their coattails enough to do her own thing. I actually respect her because she is beautiful and she is doing her own thing.
She is beautiful, but
you don't
anyone
see her on because I watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Don't throw your wine at me.
I'm not
okay.
So, I wouldn't waste it.
And she's not like loud, proud. I'm on the Kardashians. She's very quiet, very reserved. And then you hear all this stuff about her.
Well, I'd lost respect whenever you're standing there and you say, I don't understand heavy metal music. It really bothers me. And she's got an Anthrax t-shirt on. Why the f- are you wearing that shirt then? I got annoyed by just the idiocy that came out of her mouth just then. It was like, what do you understand the shirt you're wearing? Do you know what it means? I know she doesn't. And I know it was a naive statement, but
it is.
Come on.
I'm not sticking up for her anymore now. But
so
she's
I just,
new face of Calvin.
The Kardashians just annoy the crap out of me, and so does Justin Bieber. I actually put a post on my page of Eddie from Iron Maiden. He's a monster that they used in holding Justin Bieber's head, and it said, well, somebody had to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
I know it was evil. I loved it. Go look, you guys.
Something I want to add to the show.
Sorry, I'm like totally trashing everything right now.
How about birthdays? Do you like birthdays?
I love birthdays.
So I want to add this. I want to start talking about celebrity birthdays because I like birthdays, and celebrity birthdays are kind of a thing that people like.
Birthdays are fun.
So yesterday, Celine Dion turned 46.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Clapton turned 69.
Yay, Eric.
MC Hammer this week turned 52. Today, Christopher Walken turned 71.
I love Christopher Walken. He's so weird. He's awesome.
More cowbell.
Yeah. That's the best. That's the best Saturday Night Live gig ever.
Shirley Jones is 80 today. On April 3rd, Eddie Murphy turns 53. Amanda Bynes turns 28. Crazy.
Yes.
And Alec Baldwin turns 56. So there's a lot of like big birthdays this week.
There are.
Yeah. So let's eat a cupcake to them. Or let's cheers.
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 Tink.
Yay. Question and answer fun time. Ready, ready?
Ding, ding, ding. We need some sort of music.
I know.
Like intro.
Ding, ding, ding. I know.
You know, something. Yeah. I know somebody who has a cowbell. He's a drummer.
You know every
kinda
instrument,
cute.
Don't you? Hey, Steve, I'm bringing a drummer over. No.
did you see my post today on with the shoes next to the drums?
Yes.
He's an endorsee for Vic Firth. So
yes.
I had to, you know, throw that in there, whatever. Anyway.
All right, just, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Questions. Would you rather ride a bike, ride a horse, or drive a car?
Ride a horse.
Why?
And I know that sounds weird coming from the Metal Princess, but
right.
Because I would like to be on a bike, not a bicycle, a
motorcycle. That was not an option.
However, horses, because I just think they're just the most beautiful. They're just majestic animals, and they're so pretty. And there's something beautiful about the way people look riding on horses. I know it sounds weird, huh? But I like it.
When they're galloping,
yeah,
and their hair is flowing and black.
I mean, even cowboys. I mean, horses make them look hotter. You know,
it's true. As long as you don't get up close to their face.
Yeah, when they're rode hard and put up wet. I know.
Woo.
But
what would you sing at karaoke night, Miss Metal Princess?
What, rode, save a horse, ride a cowboy?
No. You would
save
not,
a car,
really?
Save a cowboy, ride a Harley? I know somebody who does that song.
No, really. What would you sing at karaoke
what
night?
Would I,
if you could sing, I don't know if singing's your thing. Me, I would not sing, but if I could sing...
I can sing, but it's my biggest fear is singing in front of people. So I just don't flat out do it. So I actually have a
You're
fear.
Adorable.
It scares the crap out of me. But if I were to sing something at karaoke, oh my gosh. You would have thought a song would have just popped in my head, but.
I know, you're the music goddess.
I know, it's crazy, right?
What do you sing in the shower?
Depends. You know what? I sing in the shower.
What?
I like to sing Prince
That's
songs.
Awesome. Purple Rain. Party not, like it's 1999.
That one's a good one. There's another one called You Sexy Motherfucker.
OMG. All right, Carrie, she did it. I'm red. I've never heard
anybody who knows Prince. No, I mean, if you've ever really listened to any of the Prince albums, that's one of them.
He's like 4'5".
Yeah, he's teeny.
He is a tiny little man.
Yeah, he wears high heels.
And what is your favorite thing about your career? And I knew that you would be conflicted, so I'm going to break this up.
Okay.
What is your favorite thing about your daytime career?
My daytime career, my favorite thing is the rewards that I get back because my clients are happy and how wonderful they feel.
And so, then how about your nighttime career?
My nighttime career is just, man, it's hard work, but it's so rewarding when they're booked and they're doing their shows. And
you
the
get into
audience,
great shows for free.
And the audience, yeah. And the audience, I do. I'm fortunate in that. But to watch the audience enjoy what they're watching, you know, it's just amazing. You know?
That's awesome. So that means you have passion.
I do.
All right.
A lot of passion for all of them.
When I was researching this podcast, I think I was hungry. Because I found a lot of stuff about food.
And this all sounds really good, and I have not had dinner, so.
You had a long commute. That's why I have wine waiting for you.
I did.
So I found foods that can help you have stronger, longer hair. My hair is probably the longest it's ever been.
And it looks beautiful, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you. I have very thick hair. So I was like, ooh, this is awesome, because now it's getting to the point where I'm like, okay, if I'm going to keep growing it out, I really need to make sure that I'm nourishing it.
Yes.
Because I bleach the crap out of it. It's not naturally blonde.
We all do that to our hair, so.
So I found this article to be very entertaining to me. And you have long, beautiful hair. So
well, thank you.
I bet you can relate to this. So number one, salmon is one of the foods that can help you have stronger, longer hair.
Smoked salmon.
Yes. You can thank the omega-3 fatty acids for that.
Right.
Do you want to share the next one?
That's good for your fingernails, too. Spinach is packed full of good stuff. It has iron and vitamins A and C in it.
I got to talk about fingernails real quick. On this hand, I have one fingernail left. That's called stress at the day job.
Did you bite them off?
Yes.
You bad girl.
It's gross.
Janet gets a spanking.
I bite my nails. That's why I have fake nails, right? But at my day job, mouse controls the right hand. So, hey, look. No nails are gone. But the other hand goes into my mouth when I'm and I don't even notice it until pop. It's so disgusting. Anyway.
Janet, what is the favorite thing about your career?
Whoa. We're back to question and answer fun.
Oh, we just skipped back there just now. if you're chewing off your fingernails, I want to know something positive.
It's like a roller coaster.
Let's get on this right now.
Job. I love being a recruiter. I love being able to make the match of what someone is looking for in their next career move and what a company is looking for. It's like I'm a professional matchmaker without sex, because sex makes things complicated.
Well, I think it makes things fun, but that's another story.
Well, I knew when people heard me say matchmaker, they'd be like, what? There's no, but like this day and age, people have passion for their careers.
They do. You have to in order
yes,
to stay
you have
in
to.
It. Yeah.
There's so many people vying for that one job. You have to be the mm-hmm. best. You have to be so passionate. And I love making that match. And it just makes me wee. But then I have moments where, you know, we start working with new lines of business. We, you know, change things. And then I'm like starting with nothing to build the Emerald City.
Right.
And that's where I'm at right now. But it's going well, despite what my nails look like.
Okay. Just checking.
All right. Number three for when it comes to stronger, longer hair, nuts.
I drive her crazy when I do this.
And when I'm talking about nuts, I'm not talking about dirty time. I'm talking about the superfood.
You didn't see the nut shampoo I put up on my
I did. And I was like, I turned my head to the left and then I turned it to the right and I go, oh. I had that moment. But the actual nuts, they have magnesium, calcium, healthy fats, and real a superpower for your hair, including biotin. So almonds, walnuts, they're great. They're great for your hair.
You would think my hair would be down in my butt as much almonds as I eat. If I said nuts, then everybody would. I could have done it. I could have done it. I didn't.
Almonds.
I was that close.
Good choice of words.
I was that close.
The next one is my favorite potato.
The sweet potato. Sweet potatoes are another food that's good for your hair. They're a great source of vitamin A. I hate sweet potatoes. I'm sorry. I can't stand them. I know it's
awful. Have you tried sweet potato fries?
Yes, and I just, it's not.
It's not the same.
No.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet potato.
Yeah, just I'm not a fan.
Okay.
My dad wasn't either.
Do you like eggs?
I love eggs. My body, on the other hand, does not. So that's another story. I love eggs, but yeah.
They're great for your hair.
I'm allergic to eggs, sorry.
Oh, no, I have friends like that. I think Steve's son is allergic to eggs.
Yeah.
They're a good source of both protein and biotin. While you can take biotin supplements, it isn't the same as getting it from the natural source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And berries are healthy for your hair, and that's especially true for blueberries. Yum. They're packed with great things to help your hair become long and strong. They have biotin and in them as well, and tons of vitamin C, which helps aid in blood circulation to your scalp. It's also one of the best antioxidants for your body completely.
Do you like berries?
And I love berries.
See, I'm not a fruit person.
I just don't like dingleberries, but I love berries. They're awesome.
Back
I love them.
To the bowls. I don't know. I associate bowls with dingleberries and the ew.
That's only if it gets caught in the hair. Never mind.
Sorry. So I'm not a big fruit person.
The visual I just had was disgusting. I'm sorry.
And the last thing that's great for your hair, which I was super happy to hear about because I have an obsession with peanut butter.
I love peanut butter.
It offers you the benefits of both protein and biotin. It's a good source of protein for vegetarians that want to grow stronger, longer hair.
And that's one thing that Toby and I were talking about last weekend. We were kind of laughing, saying that was the first thing that we used to steal out of our kids' Halloween baskets were the Reese's. Because
I love Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah. Chocolate and peanut butter.
Yes.
What? There's nothing better.
It isn't. Yeah.
I think I could survive on that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure.
So I'm trying to find a way. I have.
And I don't have a sweet tooth, and you know that.
You don't.
Yeah.
That's right.
No.
I think people listening might not know that, but I I do.
Yep.
So I have a protein powder that's chocolate, and I have powdered peanut butter. How do I make them yummy? Because you mix the powders together. It's kind of powdery.
I've never done it before, but
maybe with almond milk?
That would probably be pretty good.
Mm, I love almond milk. All right. Speaking of food, because that's what I was focused on.
We're still on food and we're still starving.
Food and chicks. We can relate to PMS and food.
Yeah.
Because when you think of PMS, you think of food. Binging.
Yes. Men, you guys suck because you don't have to deal with this. And
I feel like men do, but they just, it's not at the level that we are, but I have experienced lots of PMSing men.
Yeah, I think they have men periods. I do. I think they have that time of the month. I agree.
So these are some foods to reduce the PMS symptoms, and then we have a couple that'll make them worse. So avoid them during that time of the month. The first one is avocados, which I love. I can eat an avocado a day. It's a good fat.
I love avocados.
I put some Mrs. Dash on it.
Mm. Ooh, that sounds good.
Just straight avocado and Mrs. Dash. And I just found a bacon and chive. It's not Mrs. Dash brand, but it's in the same aisle, sodium free, all of that. But it's bacon and chive flavor.
Oh my gosh. I'm totally going to get that.
Food orgasm.
Totally going to go get that. Mm.
But avocados are great for cramping.
I have a back to a Toby story. I thought that I made the best guacamole ever. And we got asked to take it to a party and we got ready to take it to a party and he tasted it and he told me it was awful and that it needed to stay in the fridge and that I needed to continue to learn how to make it so that, you know, until I get it right, it needs to stay up there.
Toby's new.
He was being a smart aleck. He was so in love with
himself.
Yes, he was being selfish.
Oh my gosh, I was about to jump up to Fort Collins.
Oh no, 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 no! You'd love him.
All right.
He'd love him. And he has a huge tattoo of Jesus on his back.
He has a huge
tattoo of
Jesus
on his back.
He owns
a tattoo studio.
You have to be careful about your posture, Lisa. I was like, what? Whoa, beep. Where's the beep button?
I didn't say it.
That's awesome. So avocados, they're great for cramping. They're high in omega-3 fatty acids, which can help fight inflammation and relieve pain due to menstrual cramping. Again, the next one.
Salmon.
It is a superfood. It really is.
I love smoked salmon. Oh, I love that honey smoked salmon.
Mm-hmm. From the Honey Smoked Fish Company.
Let's turn this off and just go to the store.
Yes, let's go shopping for food. You're hungry. You should have told me this. We could have found some food in this
house.
I'm
starving. anyway, it has the fatty acids DHA and EPA, which can help boost mood and reduce those PMS blues. And they also use it, which I've come to find out, for people who are depressed. They suggest eating it.
So salmon makes you happy, it makes your hair long, and it makes PMS not suck.
And it tastes amazing.
It does.
Yeah.
So salmon, pick it up today.
Yes.
The next thing, more nuts. Brazil nuts. They're best for breakouts.
They're the larger of the nuts, just so you guys know.
They are. They're the African-American nuts.
Yes, they are. I can't believe you just said that. That's what we used to – well, the terminology we used to use in my family was not African-American. But
see what you do to me.
I'm sorry. I didn't say it. You said that one that time.
It's the T-squared aura.
I know. I bring out the nasty.
Nasty Janet. What is that? That's a song, right? Janet.
It's nasty.
Miss Janet, if you're nasty.
Yeah. Call me Janet, if you're nasty. Yeah.
I've heard that since junior high.
I'm sure you have.
Brazil nuts are jam-packed with nutrients and antioxidants that work wonders for your skin. Brazil nuts are helpful in reducing breakouts that may occur during your menstrual cycle. So I still get pimples from time to time at my age.
It's hormonal.
Maybe I need to start eating some Brazil nuts from time to time.
It's hormonal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, that's called stress. Yeah. I named that MozTech. I love my job and I love my company.
Actually, you know that their hormonal breakouts is if it's anywhere from the nose down. So like
the
anywhere.
Like the T-zone, lower T-zone.
Well, and then even up into the jawline, the lower jawline is where that comes from. That's all hormonal.
When I was in my early 20s, I had a boss that was 30. And I thought, oh my gosh, she's so old. And she would talk about her breakouts.
Oh, good Lord.
And how she had these very deep pimples. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, she does not wash her face. Oh my gosh. But now that I'm in her shoes, I'm like, yeah, those
Yeah, suck. But I can't tell you how many of my friends don't wash their face before they go to bed.
I know. I got in trouble for it once. Yep. Now every time I wash my face before bed, I think of you.
Yep.
I'm like, good. Should I post a picture? Hey, T-squared, I have no makeup on.
I will still do it at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't care.
Even when you've been drinking? You don't wake up in the middle.
I will admit that there have been several times that I have been hammered and
woke
up. And
your fake eyelashes down to your chin?
Well, mine are glued on, so
I can't. But before?
Yeah, right.
It's been a while, Mom, but it used to happen back in the day.
It still happens once in a while, but we're not going to say anything about those times right now.
All right, the next
I tried
thing
to bury
I
the
love.
Photos. Okay, anyway. non-fat yogurt.
Do you like yogurt?
I do. I love yogurt.
I love yogurt.
I do. I also like pineapple, but that's another story. I'm not even going to have to tell you that one. That'll be an off-air comment.
Oh, I think I know where this train of crazy is going.
My girlfriend and I actually might start a line of t-shirts that are pineapple involved. Yes.
All right, so non-fat yogurt. What?
So I like non-fat yogurt. It
Me
goes
too.
Good with pineapple.
It does. And it's a probiotic.
It is. Very
and
good.
I got to say, a lot of women I talk to have stomach issues. Even when it's not that time of the month.
I actually...
It's a woman thing, right?
This is... Well, I don't know. Mine's not necessarily a woman thing. I actually have a full-blown diagnosis, and it's really embarrassing, but I'd rather say it on here and say it live than, I mean, because there's other women and men in the same boat as me, and it's called IBS, so we have irritable bowel syndrome.
You don't understand. Yes.
And it's bad, and so it is triggered by many things. Unfortunately, eggs, which is an allergy of mine, and then there's certain foods that will trigger it, anything that's very high acidic, mm-hmm. or something that's not very pH balanced, or if you don't pH balance it when you eat it, mm-hmm. can cause massive damage and massive pain. And the pain that comes along with it in your stomach, sometimes I feel like I'm just going to throw up. I mean, it can be extremely painful to deal with. So for those of you who do have it, I feel your pain besides the cramping. And actually, the probiotics and yogurt are probably one of the best possible things that you could ever have in your body, period.
And it also has calcium.
So, yes. Good for women, and not just with cramps, but your bones.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Any foods high in calcium have been shown to decrease the amount of menstrual cramps, likely because it's relieving a natural calcium deficiency in a layer of your uterine wall. Men love that word. Uterus wall.
You know what? I know men who will pick up something and they'll whine and they'll say, oh, that was heavy. So I always ask them if they've strained their uterus. So
the next thing I was super excited about, because we all love some chocolate, unless you're T-squared without the sweet tooth.
Oh, no. Dark chocolate. I'm on it, baby.
Yeah, and that is the next thing. Dark chocolate. It is best for fatigue. Why? Because chocolate lovers of the world are rejoicing. Thanks to dark chocolate's antioxidant levels and endorphin-boosting qualities, these bittersweet bars of heaven are not off the menu during that time of the month. Chocolate increases blood flow to the brain, and this makes us feel energized, which can help the fatigue and brain fog that's often part of PMS.
Dark chocolate should never be off the menu, period. Never. Never.
Dark salted caramel pretzels. Target. Find them. They're amazing.
See, and I like dark sea salt chocolate.
Yeah.
And wine.
And this is just pretzels on top of it.
Yum.
Now, if it's that
sort of thing. And I wanted to thank Jay. I got to throw this in because my friend Jay Deluxe, who's in Hooligan's Holiday.
Okay.
He's such a doll. He knew I was up there on my birthday, and at his house they were doing a small rehearsal, and I had mentioned before my birthday that I love dark chocolate, and he works for a trucking company, and the next weekend I had a big chocolate of Ghirardelli dark chocolate with sea salt, and he was so sweet to bring that to me. So,
have you eaten it all by now?
No, I'm starving. Have I eaten all that whole thing?
Yes.
Yes, that's been gone a while.
You're so hungry.
Freaking a long time ago. Yes, I'm starving. I had a piece of toast with peanut butter for breakfast, and that is literally, and
wine.
My berries today.
Berries in the form of wine.
Yeah, right, I wonder how I stay skinny.
Let's talk about the few things you should not consume during that time of the month. Yes, you drink your dark chocolate.
Awesome.
Skip the caffeine, skip the salty foods, and skip the alcohol. Luckily, well, TMI, neither one of us are PMSing right now, so cheers, bitches.
Yeah, tink. Can't PMS anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
So T-squared. I don't have any girl parts. And that's not a real comment. I do have girl parts, just missing a few.
And it probably makes your life better.
And I don't need duct tape. Yeah. it does not make your life better, actually.
Really? Because you don't have the whole PMS menstrual. Because you had endometriosis.
Yes, I did.
So you had a hysterectomy 3 years ago, you said?
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Yeah. And so how does that affect you for people like me that may down the road have to look
at having
something
that,
like that?
The problem is that the hormone levels suck because they have to balance your hormones. They'll initially just give you a prescription to try. Mm-hmm. But they had to take my ovaries too, which means I don't make any hormones, period, you should have in your body. And girls, you should be thankful for your periods as much as you hate them.
Yeah.
Because your skin dries out, and before you get your hormones changed, it will, you almost, you lose your glow You almost have a yellow hue to your skin. Mm. You get – the one symptom I still have that it hasn't been balanced out is you can get dry mouth really bad. Mm. And it gets uncomfortable. So I drink tons of water. You should anyway, but I do drink tons of water. But when they're balancing your hormones, I mean, you feel like a different person because you can't control your emotions at all. And you're uncomfortable. You don't know why. And if they get your hormones wrong, you want to peel your skin off your body. Mm. And until you get the balance in there, it's still not a comfortable feeling. And to be honest with you, all these foods that we've brought up are still good for keeping your hormones balanced as well. That's good. And you should continue to utilize that, actually. But I say you should still drink, definitely drink your wine and vodka, you know.
And rum.
Okay, yeah.
Throw your rum in there. Well, thank you so much, T-Squared, for being on the podcast. And we're not going to hold, please, Janet, and wait too long again, right?
No.
That was my bad.
Actually, we need to just set up the date now, and that's my new motto.
Before my co-hosts leave, I'm like, so how about the next time you're on? Because, the calendar gets too full. There's so many, like, there's only so many weeks in a month.
For sure.
And so we'll talk about that soon, and we'll post a picture of your I'm a Porn Star Dancer shirt.
Yes, we will.
And
me with no makeup. Thank you. I didn't know we were going to do that. But okay.
You look beautiful. You look beautiful always.
It's the wine.
And you have pink hair.
Oh, yeah. I put some little highlights.
So we have to take a picture.
Okay. Yes. All right. We will.
All right. Everybody have a fabulous week, and we'll be back next week. And we'll see you again soon.
Absolutely. And look forward to next week's podcast because they're always fun and amazing guests.
Thank you so much. Sexy Shoe Sunday, share your pictures.
Do it. And we're going to have a website soon, so you guys are going to all have to share them. And they have to be real photos. They can't be some that you picked out of a catalog.
They do that?
Yeah.
I was afraid of that.
Yeah. So we have to get
authenticity.
Real authenticity.
There we go. We need to have like your hand in every picture so we know.
My hand?
Their hand.
Their hand?
Yes.
Or something that proves it's
their hand with their name on it.
Oh.
Ooh, look at that. Then you never have then to be like, wait, whose picture
really
is
handy
this?
Shoes.
Handy shoes. On that note, we're out. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon!